morning. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.
All right. So, you guys, yesterday I was made aware of something. Not happy about it. I'm super annoyed by it. So I want to give a shout out to Reckless and Brave 19 over on Instagram. Messaged me, said, hey, love your work. Is that you really on Reddit? And I had missed that message. And then again, they said, hey, someone is posting all these pictures of you saying they're you. Are you really over on Reddit? I know I've heard of Reddit, never on there. Clearly not me over there. So I checked it out. I'm like, let me do some investigating. And then I go over there to Reddit and there's two pages and there I am. It says a profile. It's you/McKenzie Roth. And there's all of me and my pictures and people commenting and some freaking weirdo impersonating me, pretending to be me. And then they have like a second page. And it's so creepy.
Now, just to be, to throw it out there to really make your mind go, pow, or a better sound effect for explosions. Do you think possibly this person that reached out like, hey, did you see this?
Maybe, is the person?
Maybe that's the person that created it and now they're trying to get on your side.
I'll tell you what, literally these days, I trust no one. In fact, even my friends that are in the public eye, when they reach out to me, we FaceTime to verify sometimes it's them. Because there's just so many shade balls as of late. But yeah, this is, I mean, I was laughing.
I hate those shade balls.
I was laughing because some of these, they're like they have, they posted pictures from me like out in LA and they're like, oh, out for a stroll. Like,
I like it though. I clicked laughing on the link. I like it. They're hitting up joemckenzie.com. Thank you for the website hits. We need those.
But this is creepy. Like, what is this fake Kinsey saying to people? And that's what creeps me out, like interacting with people.
Is this the first time you've had somebody impersonate you that
no,
you're aware of?
It's happened many times on dating sites and I had to shut that ish down. I mean, clearly, because who knows what the other McKenzie, she could be really scandalous.
She's like, probably making a lot. She's probably making a lot of money. You turned down all these dates for like $3,000 or $5,000. So it's like, I'll do it for $500.
You know, I would be flattered. Like, no one's tried to impersonate me.
It's not flattering, though. It's creepy AF.
How come no one's tried to take my photos?
I bet they've tried to take your identity and they're like, oh man, this guy's got a worse credit score than me.
Backfire!
No! 833-563-2539. McKenzie's situation, I think, is really relatable to a lot of people. And we're wondering who has had their identity kind of, you know, taken over. Did somebody use your photos for dating profiles? Did somebody try to like steal your identity? I mean, we want to hear those stories.
I mean, this is so funny. 16 days ago, I was in a mood, kissy face. Like, I think it's actually kind of it's fun to see like what I was like.
I think you were in a mood 16 days ago. I think so. Now we got Lenny Breer, technical producer in Houston, and buddy, you had the same thing happen to you, Lenny Breer.
We're gonna get.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we got you. So was this over on Tinder, Lenny?
Yeah. So check this out. I host a party every Thursday down here in Houston, and I'm standing on stage turning up the party. There's this girl who's just staring at me nonstop. And I'm like, what is up with this chick? I've got to go to the bathroom. She walks up to me. She's like, you're just going to act like you don't notice me? And I'm like, I don't know who you are. Dude, turns out this chick had been getting catfished by somebody who was pretending to be me for a year.
Oh, a whole year?
See, this is what I'm scared of.
They had a whole relationship.
Well, hold on. Okay.
Don't act like you don't know who I am.
Tell the people that have been catfished, how do you have a relationship over a year? Like, within a month or two, I've got to meet you. There's no, I don't feel bad for somebody. We've been talking for a year. When are you going to meet? You need to meet. I feel bad for her, but, oh, Lenny, how awkward was that trying to explain your way out of that?
No, I mean, I didn't even find out until she pulled out her phone and showed me all the messages. So then I get on Tinder and I find the same person and, let's just say that person might have a lawsuit on their hands.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's one of the rules of this Reddit, like, I don't know, black hole, if you will. First of all, it's very hard to get someone to actually take stuff down. I've been working on it. And secondly, that's one of the rules. You can't impersonate someone, pretend they're somebody else.
Lenny, so question. That girl that was like, hey, like, aren't you going to recognize me? Are you actually interested in her?
Nah, she wasn't hot at all.
Did you know you proposed to her on Tinder? I mean, that's your future
wife. Hope you're
wife.
Not listening.
Oh, boy. Love gone. Just like that.
Dang it.
833-563-2539. Hey, call in and share stories of when you had somebody else kind of jack your stuff and impersonate you. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.